This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Washington State resident has tested positive for bird flu, marking the first human case confirmed in the U.S. in 9 months. The patient, an older adult with underlying health conditions, developed symptoms including high fever, confusion, and respiratory distress, and was hospitalized in early November, according to the Washington State Department of Health. Testing confirmed the patient has H5N5, a strain of bird flu that has previously been reported in animals but never before in humans. An investigation is underway to determine how the patient became infected, including determining if they came into contact with wild or domestic birds, partly because the patient has a mixed backyard flock of domestic poultry that had exposure to wild birds. Health officials say the domestic poultry or wild birds are the most likely source of exposure. Bird flu, also known as avian influenza, has been present in birds for decades, but in recent years it has started to infect more and more mammals. In early March 2024, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a bird flu strain that had sickened millions of birds across the U.S. That strain was identified in several mammals this year. A few weeks later in 2024, federal and state public health officials said they were investigating an illness among primarily older dairy cows in Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas. Shortly after, the first bird flu infection in a human in the U.S. was reported in a Texas dairy worker. Since then, there have been at least 70 confirmed cases among humans in the U.S., not counting the Washington State patient, according to the CDC. Most human cases have occurred after coming into contact with infected cattle, infected poultry farms, or other culling operations. The majority of cases have been mild, with symptoms such as red eyes and fever, but a few have resulted in more severe symptoms. In January, the first bird flu death was confirmed among an older patient with underlying conditions. A free shuttle bus between Montana State University and Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport is launching on Tuesday. The pilot shuttle program will operate from 7 to 9 a.m. and 1 to 3 p.m. before and after the Christmas holiday, around MSU's spring break in March, and around spring graduation. The dates are December 9th through 15th, January 8th through 13th, March 13 to 17, March 19 to 23, and May 5th through 11th. On those days, the airport shuttle will provide 4 free trips to and from the airport during the time range, with the capacity to hold up to 36 people per trip. The shuttle will depart from the bus stop in front of the Strand Union Building on campus. The route will follow Streamline's Pink Line, so riders can expect to stop at Walmart and at the bus depot in Belgrade before arriving at the airport, a journey of around 30 minutes. The route is available to the larger Bozeman community, as are other Streamline routes, but the campus stop is primarily intended for MSU students without other means to get to the airport. Rides will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Rebecca Eberlin, Program Director for Off-Campus Student Life, said, "We're so excited to see this highly anticipated and requested idea move forward in December, thanks to the efforts of ASMSU and our partners at Streamline. We hope this shuttle program will help reduce a little bit of the stress and expense that students face when traveling during school breaks." MSU aims to track student participation during the pilot program and will roll out a QR code survey for riders to determine the number of students reached. More information about the MSU to airport shuttle dates and times is online at montana.edu/offcampusstudentlife/airportroutes. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.